We greet you in the name of the Lord. So thankful for the privilege of coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. This is Alvin Craig speaking, and this broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this gospel broadcast with you, and we are trusting and praying that the Lord will make it a real blessing to your soul. We're opening with the choir singing for us, "He Set Me Free."
Once like a bird in prison I dwelled, no freedom from my sorrow I felt, but Jesus came and descended to me, and glory to God, He set me free. He set me free, yes, He set me free, and He broke the bonds of prison for me. I glory
Loving Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for all of your rich blessings, and we give thee special thanks for the gift of thy dear Son and for the gift of eternal life through him. And we're thankful for the privilege we have of sharing the good news with this precious people today. We're thankful for each one in our congregation, and we're trusting that through your word and through your spirit, you'll make this broadcast a blessing to souls. If there be those listening who do not know thee, we ask that you'd speak to their hearts, draw them unto thyself, that they too might come to know thee in reality. So bless this broadcast, bless this precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Recently I received a phone call that was a real encouragement to me. If I understood the gentleman right, he was calling from Mexico, and he was expressing his appreciation for the Way of Truth broadcast that he gets on the Internet. He also mentioned about enjoying the singing of the songs on the broadcast, and also he informed me that he was able to read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our web page. And we do invite you to visit our web page and read not only the paper, but you can listen to a number of our broadcasts at your leisure. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org.
Once I was
The subject for today's broadcast is freedom, and our text of Scripture is found in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Here the Apostle Paul said, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." A quote from Nelson's Illustrated Biblical Dictionary on the word freedom: the absence of slavery, the ability to do and go as one desires. The concept of freedom, both physically and spiritually, is expressed in several different ways in the Bible. Only God has absolute freedom. He is not controlled from outside. Human beings, while not totally free, can experience a measure of freedom in different areas of life: social, economic, political, and spiritual. And that's the end of the quote from Nelson's. One of the greatest examples of being made free, and I speak for the moment of literal freedom, one of the greatest examples of being made free is God's bringing the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. They were their slaves, laboring under cruel taskmasters 7 days a week. And they cried unto God, and he heard their prayer, and he sent Moses back into the land of Egypt to lead his children out. And after the miracles and the plagues that God wrought, he brought the children of Israel out, and he told them through Moses, "The Egyptians you see this day, you shall see forever no more." Truly, they were free. And we find where Miriam and some of the other women gathered together, and they had a rejoicing time in praising God for the freedom, for their deliverance from literal bondage. Now our text says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." What prompted this statement? Well, if you look back in the fourth chapter of the book of Galatians, beginning with verse 21, you find the Apostle Paul giving an allegory there, speaking of Abraham and the two women, the one Hagar, which bore the son Ishmael, and also Sarah, who bore the son Isaac. And the Apostle Paul, in this allegory, has Hagar and her son representing the old covenant, and he has Sarah and her son Isaac representing the new covenant. And Paul says, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all." And we understand that to be speaking of spiritual Jerusalem, or the church in reality. And we come on down to the last verse of the fourth chapter of Galatians, and Paul says, "So then, brethren, we are not children of the bond woman, but of the free." And then he goes on to say, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." So sin is bondage. Sin is slavery. Yes, sin is slavery. Jesus said in John 8 and 34, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Now the children of Israel there in Egypt, they were literal servants, and they had cruel taskmasters, and they were slaves there 7 days a week, as I just mentioned. And the same thing is true with those who are living in sin. You are a slave to sin 7 days a week, and you certainly have a cruel taskmaster. So sin is bondage. Sin is slavery. "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin," or the slave of sin. Again, Jesus said, recorded in John 8, 34. We have various examples in the Bible of those who were bound by sin. One of the most striking, to me at least, in the New Testament is the man that we read about in Mark 5. He was possessed with demons and was driven from his home, living out there in the caves and in the tombs among the dead, cutting himself with stones, and all hours of the night he would be weeping and wailing. Doubtless the people that lived in the area were afraid, even afraid to let their children get out too far, lest they be harmed by this seemingly wild man. They went out like a posse to try to capture him, as though they were after a wild animal. And they did take him, and they bound him with chains and with fetters. But the demons in him was of such power that he broke those chains and went back to the tombs in his terrible state. But Jesus, the Master, came across the sea one day, And this man came running and knelt down before Jesus. You know, a person can go very deep in sin, but there's no one but what doesn't have some good trait about them. And there was something good about this man, even though he was in this terrible state. So he came to Jesus, and Jesus cast these demons out of him. This is the occasion whenever Jesus permitted them to go into the swine, and they ran down and drowned in the Sea of Galilee. And when the townspeople came out, they had tried to tame him, they had tried to bind him up and to hold him, unable to do so. But whenever they heard about what had happened, they came out of the city, and there they saw this man. He had been naked before, took off all of his clothes, and was acting like a wild man. But he wasn't really, and he wasn't insane either. It was simply that the demons had possessed him and took away the right use of his mind. But when Jesus delivered him, he put his clothes on and was sitting there at the feet of Jesus when the people came out. And you know what? The people should have bowed down and give Jesus thanks and praise for what he did for this poor man. But to the contrary, they asked him to leave. Evidently, they thought more of their pigs than they did of this man. Nevertheless, the man was set free, and he wanted to go with Jesus. But Jesus said, no, you go back to your home, and you tell your friends, and you tell your neighbors what things the Lord has done for you. Yes, Jesus Christ set this man free. He gave him freedom. Now, the law of sin, we are told in Romans 8:2, the law of sin is death. We're also told in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. There are wages to sin. Yes, you get paid for sin. But what kind of pay is it? The wages of sin is death. And if you continue in a state of death or sin until you leave this time world, then it will be eternal death, eternal separation from Almighty God. God's dealings with Israel was to this effect, as we read in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. You know, a lot of preachers today, they can preach all around sin and never mention what it is or never tell you what it is. But the Word of God tells us what sin is. Sin is a transgression of the law of Christ. And Paul here in the book of Galatians, where we have taken our text from today, he mentions some things that are sinful. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and the such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So Isaiah was told, cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. There's a great need today of God's ministers crying out against sin. But not only crying out against sin, but pointing the way out of sin. After pointing out their false ways, including fasting, and in verse 4 of this chapter, we read in verse 6, is not this the fast that I have chosen? Now this is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. Now, they were fasting and going through their religious rituals and forms and oppressing the people, mistreating the people. And God said, that's not the fast that I have appointed. That's not the fast that I have chosen. It's not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That's what God's will is. That's what God's plan is. And that is what God will do for everyone if they will but seek him with all of their heart. Jesus, teaching in the temple, he said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Too many times people just quote the latter part of these two verses of Scripture. We need to quote both of them together, John 8:31-32. "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." People can intellectually know the truth without being free, but if you continue in the word of God, you're going to have the freedom that Jesus Christ came and paid for. The blindness of the people said their response to Jesus when he said, "If you would be my disciples, continue in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Their response was, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" What blindness! They were at that very moment in bondage to the Romans. And how many times in the history of Israel have they been in bondage? They were in bondage at times to the Philistines. The Assyrians came and carried many of them away into bondage. The Babylonians came and carried thousands of them away into bondage. They were in bondage on various occasions for periods of time, sometimes 40 years, and far as Babylon was concerned, it was to be for a period of 70 years. And yet here these people are saying, "We are Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage." Well, they missed the point, really, that Jesus was getting at anyway. He was not talking about literal bondage when he said, "You shall be made free." He wasn't talking about freedom from literal bondage. He wasn't talking about them being made free from the Romans. They were in bondage to the Romans at that time, literally, but that was not what Jesus was talking about. They were in bondage to sin, and they were in bondage to false religion. And I want to emphasize that point. I know it's offensive to some people, and I do not mean to be offensive, but they were also in bondage to false religion. They had their hundreds of traditions, and they criticized Jesus because he didn't keep their traditions, accusing him of breaking the law when it was nothing but their traditions. So they were in bondage to sin, they were in bondage to false religion, and they needed to be made free. And Jesus said, "If you will continue in my words, then you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Jesus answered them when they said they'd never been in bondage. He said, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Whosoever committeth sin is the slave to sin. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Thank God for the freedom that Christ gives. The freedom that Christ gives, freedom from sin to serve God. Not just freedom from sin, but freedom from sin to serve the true and the living God. Notice what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 6:18, "Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." So there is a definite purpose in being made free from sin. Not only that you might have spiritual life, not only that you'd have Christ abiding in your heart, but that you would be able to be a servant of God, a servant of righteousness. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if through the Spirit you do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. So Paul said, "Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." Free to bear the right kind of fruit. Yes, free to bear the right kind of fruit. Everybody's bearing fruit. Did you know that? But many are bearing the kind of fruit that I just read about from Galatians 5:19-20 and 21 a while ago. The fruit of adultery and fornication and so forth. But whenever the Lord sets you free, you quit bearing that kind of fruit, and you begin to bear the fruit of righteousness. Do not abuse your freedom, however. For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Yes, Jesus Christ delivers us. He sets us free that we might have spiritual life and, if we be faithful, eternal life. But that's not all there is to it. Once we are saved, there is a life to live, and there is fruit to bear, and it is to be the fruit of righteousness. And do not overstep or go beyond the liberty that Christ gives. For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Galatians 5:13. Isn't that greatly needed in the world today? Our freedom from sin is so that we can serve God. Jesus came to set the captives free, and the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. So we read in Ecclesiastes 12:13, and we read in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Thank God for the freedom that Jesus Christ gives. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has carried them to the hearts of individuals. They may have open and receptive hearts to receive your word, that they be doers of the word and not hearers only. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. That fax number again, 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to write and let us know what it is. Now, our postal address again, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now may the Lord's blessings abide. We invite you to be with us on our next broadcast.